The Book of 1 Chronicles, Chapter 4. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. And Reiah the son of Shobal begot Jahath, and Jahath begot Ahumai and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites, and these were the father of Edom, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister was Hazzelilponi, and Penuel the father of Jedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher the father of Tekoa had two wives, Hela and Nara. And Nara bore him Ahazam and Hefer and Temeni and Hahashtari. These were the sons of Nara. And the sons of Hela were Zerith, Izhar, and Ethnan. And Hakaz begot Anub and Zobah, and the families of Aharhul, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother named him Jabez, saying, Because I bore him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that it is not to my sorrow. And God granted him that which he requested. And Chelub the brother of Shuha begot Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Bethrapha and Pesa and Tehina the father of Ernahash. These are the men of Rekah, and the sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sariah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath. And Meonatai begot Ophrah, and Sariah begot Joab the father of Jeharashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Uru, Elah, and Nam, and the sons of Elah and Kenaz, and the sons of Jehalelel, Ziph and Zipha, Tiria and Aseril, and the sons of Ezra, Jether and Merd and Epher and Jalon, and she became pregnant with Miriam and Shammai and Ishba the father of Eshtemoah, and his Jewish wife bore Jeered the father of Jedor, and Heber the father of Soko, and Jekathiel the father of Zano. And these are the sons of Bithiah the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merd took, and the sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, Dalia the father of Kalah and Simon the father of Jamin. And the sons of Naham were the father of Kalah the Garmite and Eshtemoah the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon, Amnon and Rinna, Ben-Hanan and Tylon. And the sons of Ishi, Zoath and Ben-Zoath. The sons of Shelah the son of Judah. The father of Lekah and Lada the father of Mersha. And the families of the house of those who wrought fine linen, of the house of Ashbia and Jachim. And the men of Kozba and Josh and Seraph, who had dominion in Moab. And they returned to Lehem, and the records are ancient. These were the potters and the inhabitants of Nedaim and Jedurah. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simon, Nemuel and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Shaul, Shalom his son, Mibzam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many sons, neither did all their family multiply like the sons of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Molada, and Hazar Shul, and at Bilha, and at Ezem, and at Talad, and at Bethuel, and at Horma, and at Ziklag, and at Bethmarkaboth, and Hazar Susim, and at Bethbiri, and at Sharain. These were their cities to the reign of David. And their villages were Edam, and En-Rimmon, and Tachan, and Ashan, and all their villages that were round about the same cities, to Baal. These were their habitations, and they have their genealogy. And Meshabab, and Jamlech, and Joshua the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu the son of Joshabiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, and Elioni, and Jacobah, and Jeshohiah, and Asiah, and Adiel, and Jessamiel, and Benaiah, and Ziza the son of Shiphi, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their families, and their father's houses increased greatly. And they went to the entrance of Jedor, even to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat and good pasture, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceful, for those who dwelt there previously were of Ham. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and struck their tents and the Munim who were found there, and destroyed them completely to this day, and dwelt in their stead, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, even of the sons of Simon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatia, and Neriah, and Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. And they struck the remnant of the Amalekites who escaped, and have dwelt there to this day.